Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
We're lucky enough to be joined by Cats footy boss Simon Lloyd. Simon, thanks for your time. Kingy in the K-Rock Hub along with Benny Cass and Lee Brown. Did it come as a surprise that Gary wanted to return home, or is it a scenario you'd been bracing for?
Good afternoon, gents. To answer your question, Kingy, it was a scenario that we're working through. And we thought that it may be a possibility, and it's one of these things where between myself, Gaz and Chris Scott, we've been talking about regularly, been in constant communication, and Gary approached Chris and I earlier in the week and said, look, it's time to return home post this game, and of course, we fully support the decision.
So how long do you expect him to be away, Simon, or is that not really of concern? And the concern is Gary's welfare, the welfare of Jordan and Levi, his family.
Yeah, that's not our concern at the moment. It's I think I said earlier today, first and foremost, our focus is on supporting and caring for Jordan and Gary and the family, and the playing football comes secondary. But what I can say is Gary has every intention to return at some stage.
Two number fours are going to train together. Is that correct?
That is correct. And one of the first questions Gaz asked, he said, he did say, oh, when I go back home, who can I have a kick with? And I gave a couple of suggestions, and he just shook the head as I gave those suggestions. And then we worked out Andrew Mackey would be perfect. So we gave Andrew a call and said, you'll have to start getting tested and go through all the AFL protocols. And so it'll be great to have. He'll be a great, obviously, ex-teammate, but great person to have a kick with. And Gary is so focused on football, as well as obviously everything else going on in his life. But both him and Jordan are very keen for him to return to play at some stage.
I sat in your media conference this afternoon, Lordy, but this question wasn't asked. Is there a fear that Gary Ablett may have played his last game of AFL football?
I was waiting for that question to be asked at some stage, and it obviously wasn't. I suppose for us, you know, we're just focusing on what we're dealing with at this present point of time, and probably to answer that question, Gary's intention is to return to play, but there's obviously circumstances, deeply personal circumstances and situation that they're working through, and they've said all along, Gary put it out at one stage, that they're privately fighting and continue to fight some tough battles. So that is paramount. That's the focus, and football comes after that. So we'll cross that bridge at the right time. But I can say, and I did mention it in the press conference, that Gary was very clear last night that his intention is to return to play, and he wants to help the Cats win a premiership in 2020.
Simon, does Gary training with Andrew Mackey mean there'd just be skills session only? Obviously, he won't venture into the weight room at all.
I think Mac won't venture into the weight room. We know that, so that's a very good point. Gary might have to drag him in there.
Yeah, he might get those noodle arms. Yeah. Get those noodle arms out, told Andrew Mackey. How's the mood of the group? Obviously, it was... I thought it was a pretty good effort, to be honest, on Thursday night. You didn't get the chockies. Lots of things didn't seem to go the Cats' way, and, you know, that happens in AFL footy. But to get back within 8 points late in the game, I thought was a pretty good effort. But you got such a big gap now to your next game. You know, there's also, you know, the thought in the players' minds now that getting back home is obviously some time away. How's the mood amongst the group, and how much of what you're doing is about sort of keeping them sort of, you know, mentally stimulated?
It's a great question. It's one of the challenges. You invest so much into getting yourself ready for a game of football, and it's obviously to lose two valuable players, two midfielders, second week in a row, you're up against it. And it was an incredible, such a powerful win against Brisbane up in Sydney last week. And, the group really sort of grew because of that. And we actually do feel that when we play our best football, we can beat most teams in the competition. So it was disappointing to lose the two. But for us, it's one of those seasons, and you can see it in some of the games being played today. It's about just trying to remain calm. And the fact of the matter is we're living with each other day in, day out. So you do need to move on pretty quickly. So we had a good night together last night, and everyone's very focused on their recovery and rehab today, and we'll move on from the game over the next day, and coaches will tinker with things and adjust, make adjustments, and then just get ready. We'll all watch Freo very closely tomorrow. So this time tomorrow night, or after the Freo West Coast game tomorrow night, it'll be very focused and ramping up for that game.
For Prestige, Jayco speaking with Cats footy boss Simon Lloyd on K-Rock Football. Here's Lee Brown.
Lloydie, thanks for joining us. Good luck your next game. But a couple of injuries you mentioned there with Selwood and also Duncan. Is Duncan a good chance to return next Monday against Freo? And I guess the next part of the question will be, what are some of those young guys, how are they presenting? We talk about Constable a little bit. Cooper Stevens has been mentioned a few times by Shane O'Bree. Are these guys close for an opportunity with the skipper going down as well?
Yeah, g'day, Brownie. In regards to Mitch Duncan, we're giving him every chance to be available. He's hit some high-end speed over the last couple of days and doing a lot of running, but he's progressing really well. So we feel that, you know, Mitch will go very close to being available. And the other one's Tommy Stewart. So Tommy Stewart, they had a really big hit out yesterday, the non-selected players. So they trained on the oval just outside of Optus Stadium and was very willing, and they would have completed at least 11 to 12 Ks, and it was quite combative, and Tommy Stewart was involved in all of that, completed the session, copped a couple of big hits and got up and kept going. So we'd expect Tommy to be available. But just on the other question around some of the other younger ones, there's a dearth of, which you guys are well aware of, players now that are in their fourth year and, you know, your third and fourth years. So yeah, Charlie Constable, he's an incredible young leader, and I think he's watched every game of football that's been played today, and he's sitting down there. And Brian Cook sat in the box with him watching the game of football live the other night. It was the first time a lot of the guys have seen live football this year, and he said it was like sitting next to a coach listening to Charlie talk about the game. So he's a great young leader. Lockie Fogarty is going great guns. He's very, very clean, and he's ready to play, as is James Parsons, who gives us some speed and some sideways movements. And there's a number of others, Zach Guthrie, et cetera, and, so Francis Evans. So we do feel at the moment we have a number of players to select from, and a couple of senior players coming back in.
Now, there's a big gap between games, obviously, before next Monday. So how do you keep that balance? There's obviously some footy stuff you need to tick off in terms of training and reviewing and things like that. But I'm sure, you know, the balance of downtime and the players actually refreshing mentally is going to be really important as well.
Yeah, that is critical. We don't want to start ramping up for the game on Monday or Tuesday this week. So we've scheduled the week accordingly, and you know, I think what we've spoken about all along is it's just making sure that when you do have time to relax, really make sure that you do relax. But when we're having specific meetings and training sessions, we expect a certain level of intensity at that point of time. And the players have been really good at adjusting that accordingly. So that's something we're really focused on. I thought, obviously, going back to the weekend's game, we obviously did persist, but there were a lot of things that we felt that we didn't get right, and Collingwood are a great team, and to still be within it with 2 or 3 minutes to go, that sort of says that there's a fair bit of fight in them. So there are some positives.
Watch the Hub Tour on the club website during the week, and the young guys did a brilliant job hosting that and touring around your facility. Now, you used to be a bit of a good table tennis player back in your day, Lloydie, when you're at Collingwood. Is there any chance you're part of the competition over there? And if so, what sort of form are you in?
I haven't been able to get on the table because Gary Ablett's occupying it most of the time. And, so there's quite a few playing table tennis, and there's a number of guys that are just this afternoon, you know, went out with Cam Guthrie and Oscar Brownless and Mark Blitzarve. They do their daily quiz, you know, there, so it's to really test each other mentally. And so there's a lot of fun, and we're trying to give each other some space as well. But it's been good because we've all been sort of locked away for so long. But to just spend this quality time together, and I find that I'm having conversations with some players that I've never had before, because you're almost forced to in a way because you're with them so often. So no, it's been really good. But mind you, in saying that, we're not at 2 week mark yet. So it's going to be we're in it for the long term.
Lloydie, you've had 5 or 6 seasons at the club, and you've probably never done a press conference or a media interview without Nikia Cockatoo's name being mentioned. I'm going to mention it. Where's he at? Are we going to see him anytime soon?
He's been mentioned between from yourself, King. It's always Nikia Cockatoo or Charlie Constable. It's one of those
yes.
two. rightly so. But Nikia is he trained really well yesterday. He's getting closer. But the fact is with Nikia, he's strung together now a good 3 month block of football, and our sports science and physios have done a great job, particularly our rehab coordinator, Paddy Hogben, has done a huge amount of work with Nikia, and he's in a great place at the moment. But you can see, he said to me a couple of weeks ago after a game, he said, "Oh, I actually feel really free now." He said, "I'm just playing quite freely and not thinking about too much," and which is great. So you can see that. You would have seen the highlights of playing Collingwood a couple of weeks ago or last week, and kicked a couple from outside 50, and he did the same yesterday. And but we're getting closer. We're getting closer.
And before I throw you to Benny to finish off, just Jordan Clark, have you got a time frame on that dislocated shoulder?
Yeah, so Jordan had scans, and the guidance of our medical team was that we're aiming to treat the shoulder without operation, which is really positive. We're aiming for him to return into the season. So I can't lock in a time frame at present because I suppose it's how he goes at achieving all the different markers along the way. But we've had a similar one in Oscar Brownless, and who has had a really speedy recovery. So hopefully Jordan tracks similarly to Oscar. And but you could just see on Thursday night, just Jordan's speed and his ability to break the lines and get forward and kick a goal is really important to the future of the Geelong Football Club, and he's highly, highly regarded. And he's really grown over. He's just, he's a young man in his second year and working out what the rigours are of AFL football. And but again, he's getting a lot of guidance as well along the way from some of the senior elder statesmen at the club.
And so on. We saw we see players, and often growing, sort of getting outrageous hairdos and all sorts of things. And no doubt, hub life will that'll go into steroids, that type of stuff, I would have thought. But I noticed on the vision of your Zoom conference today that you've sort of getting a little bit of a rat peeping over the broom type arrangement on the top lip there. Is that something you're able to do just because you are away from home and you wouldn't have the balls to do it at home? Or how's that working?
Yeah, I think that's quite apt. I don't think my wife or my 8-year-old would let me get away with it. So it's
have you had any feedback from anyone around the club about it as to how it's sort of progressing, or are you monitoring it daily in terms of its progress?
I'm letting the progress go, but I think everyone's in the same boat at the moment. Everyone's just letting it go, and we've got I think James Parsons is our resident hairdresser here at the moment, and he's done well with a few hairdos, but they're out there at the moment, some of them. So I might have to once we're out of quarantine, I might have to get it looked into then.
Oh, can't wait! It's obviously just it's back to the sort of 70s styles of the hair arrangements.
Oh yeah, exactly. Well, why not? We're an adventurous club, so why not?
It's 20-5 over there, Lloydie. What's on the menu for dinner? What will you be chowing down on tonight?
We've been very well fed, so you do need to be careful, Kingy, with the buffet. It's there's a lot of food, so we need to make sure I'm. That's one thing. I'll tell you what, my wife will be very happy. Hopefully I'll be ripped in 8 to 10 weeks' time. We're training most days to just as a form of stress relief. So that's been great. But you do need to monitor your food intake very carefully.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm glad I'm not in those buffets, Lloydie. You know what? Absolutely do some damage. But between Lee Brown and I, wow, there'd be 40 players not getting fed.
Kingy just pulled his chair up to the buffet.
Eat straight out of the Bain Marie, Kingy. Yes,
absolutely. Why waste time with a scooping onto a plate? Lloydie, we really appreciate your time. Great to catch up with you. A big break between now and the next game. 9 days between taking on the Dockers on a Monday night. We look forward to that on K-Rock Footy, and we really appreciate you taking some time to join us this afternoon.
Thank you, gents. Have a great call.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.